We're going to call the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee to order. Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Dempster, Senator Hansen, Senator Klocek, Senator Koskin, Senator Lentz, Senator McNanny, Senator Peterson, Senator Koista, Senator Denwald.
Here. We have a quorum. Is there a motion on the minutes of the previous meeting?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. We have all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. We're going to take up one bill this morning. That's House Bill 1181. Hopefully we get done in a half an hour because the Senate Education Committee has to move back in this room. So I appreciate if you keep your testimony short. Anybody that has to feel you have to testify, be sure and sign in, sign properly. Turn your cell phones off, otherwise you're going to be buying donuts for when we really need them. So with that, we're going to take up an act to revise certain provisions regarding humane societies. And Representative Jerky.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Gary Yerke, representing District 19. This morning I bring to you House Bill 1181. It's a bill that has been a work in progress since last spring. From that time to this morning, conversations have been held with at least 16 different legislators and groups who are even remotely impacted by what you are soon to make a decision on. Those discussions have involved the Judiciary, Attorney General's Office, Department of Ag, the Veterinarians, Sheriffs, and most directly impacted the Humane Society and pet breeders of this state. With some amendments that I consider friendly, I believe we have the best legislation possible that resolves concerns in the areas of due process, probable cause, property rights, and more, as it relates to the treatment and possible taking of small animals. Current laws are vague in these areas of pet breeding and ownership, as well as humane society rights, and this bill sets up the framework that answers some of those concerns. In House Ag, there was only proponent testimony from parties affected by this legislation, and some of those same people will be speaking to you in a few moments. I would ask the committee to support this legislation and to help further the progress that has already been made through the efforts of my fellow legislators, such as Representative Putnam and Senator Koskin, in bringing together industries who occasionally may be at odds for the betterment of all. I thank you, and I stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Yerke. Are there other proponents? Senator Costin. That'll work. Are there other proponents?
Good morning, Senators. I'm Suzanne Sutter. I'm the Executive Director of the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society, and I do support this bill. I think Representative Yerke has worked very hard on it to make it a much better bill for all parties involved. And I also wanted to let you know that Mr. Kurt Newley, also he is an animal control officer for Sturgis, South Dakota, and South Dakota Animal Control Association member. He was unable to make the meeting today because of the weather. And he wanted me to let you know that he also supports this bill, just for the record. My one piece of concern that I hope we can work on as time goes on is defining what level of education our animal control officers and humane officers have to have. The bill currently words to leave that to the judge's decision in the county. And I'd like to be a little bit more specific on that education piece. But as the bill's written now, I think it's very good for all parties involved. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to hold questions until all the proponents are done, if we can.
Just a question of procedure. I do have an amendment that we've worked out with Representative Yerke, and I would like to ask if anybody in the audience would like a copy. Would that be appropriate this time? We haven't spoken about it, but that way they can, when the issue does come up, they would have it in their hands.
Appropriate. It's the thing to do.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If anybody would like a copy of the amendment that we will be proposing a little bit later, you just raise your hand. We'll get a copy to you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further proponents? Sir,
Was the young lady that just testified aware of this amendment? Or?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
She is now. Senator Royster. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, amendment is basically a hog house. I think in the essence of time, I would think that the people that are going to testify, in fairness to them, that they know what we're dealing with here. Otherwise, I think we're probably going to spin our wheels in this, and maybe it is a good amendment. Is there some way that we could get some explanation from the amendment so we know what we're looking at prior to the testimony and give the people that are going to testify a fair opportunity also to know what the amendment is?
I would I would guess that would be in order. Senator Koskinen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It would, and the reason, Representative or Senator Koskinen, you bring out a very good point. We have been working with all the players, and we didn't have the last update copy. I planned on handing it out when we came to committee so everybody would have that copy, and then I forgot. We didn't have, there's a few more words. In fact, the copy you've got has got a little more words than the copy that was given to the people in the audience. The purpose being that everybody knows what it is. It's very similar to the same bill that we've had in the past, except that it includes warrant language. Actually, the biggest change to the bill, it's a hog house, but it's just a hog house to make it easier to read so we don't have to pick through the bill. But actually, one of the biggest changes, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it just includes most of the language that's new is in the very last section 8. Is that 7 and 8? Okay, 7 and 8, and you're right. 7 and 8 requires that a licensed veterinarian, and in your copies you have penciled in the top license in the state of South Dakota, have to be present when there's a procedure that starts with a breeder, a pet breeder, and then it gives a definition of the breeder, what a breeder is, and that's in section 7. And then section 8 requires a warrant before property is taken, pets are taken. It's a due process provision. It also allows the Humane Society, in cases of emergency, to go in and rescue the animals in that case, but it still requires them to go back to the court and prove that there was an issue that they it was necessary to go in quickly, and if they don't do that and can't prove it's an emergency, then they have to return the animals. And so,
Senator Koskinen, is it your intention to amend the bill?
Yes, it is. But again, I want everybody first of all to know what they're talking about. So I think we've visited with everybody, so everybody feels they know what the bill is, but haven't read it. So I would, if it's appropriate, I'd make the motion to amend at this time.
It would be if it's your intention. It's Representative Yerke, is that a friendly amendment?
Yes, very much so.
Then I would accept amendment to get into proper form for the prime sponsors. Go ahead. Moved and seconded. We amended 1181 to 1181 TF. Any discussion on that motion? Senator Koskinen.
If I may, I see the next person that's going to testify. She does not have the amendment. I assume that you're aware of the amendment that we're dealing with. Thank you.
All those in favor of amendment 1181 TF signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The bill has been amended. Now, are there further proponents to 1181 as amended?
Is it, shall I speak?
Sure, you may as well.
Okay.
Introduce yourself to the committee.
Okay. Is this on?
It's on.
Okay. All right. My name is Linda Vandenhoek. I'm USDA licensed and a member of the South Dakota Pet Association. I owned and operated a 40-dog commercial kennel for 18 years. I have also worked for a pet distributor, booking, building a route, and transporting pets for 22 years, bringing me to a total of working in the pet industry for 27 years. Having been in the pet industry for so many years, I have seen many changes and tremendous growth. I have watched our industry grow from a mom buying groceries type industry for grocery money to a lucrative home business that makes a lot of farm payments and pays for many college educations. You need to be aware that commercial kennels in South Dakota bring in at least $7 million of new dollars in South Dakota every year. And that's a very conservative estimate, since we cannot track the internet and hobby breeders as well. The professionals tell me that you take this $7 million times seven as the money goes around, paying veterinarians, buying material, buying vaccines, making house and farm payments, schooling, doctors, etc., etc., etc. With HB 1181, we are trying to give some protection not only to our rights, but also to the $49 million industry that can only continue to grow, as we in our rural communities need to become more diversified. Another thing to think about is that our pet industry has body blocked our livestock industry for many, many years by fighting to protect our animals from unfair seizures by the Humane Society. If we lose our fight, horses will be next, then hog confinements, etc. With HB 1181, we are trying to give the Humane Society some accountability, at the same time being aware that there is a need for them. I am giving you the business perspective. Lori Hubers will give her view as a breeder. We will be open to any questions that you have, and thank you for both your time and effort.
Thank you. Further proponents? 1181 as amended.
My name is Lori Huber, and I am a USDA licensed commercial kennel owner-operator. I live in the southeast corner of the state in Yankton County. I would like to take this time to personally say thank you to Representatives Yerke, Putnam, Hunnef, Dietrich, and Senators Koskinen and Klocek. I support HB 1181. I am Vice President of the Dakota Pet Breeders Association and was one of the people who sent to all the Senators, Representatives, and Governor Rounds the DVD and letter in August concerning the SPCAA and the Humane Society. In that letter, we had stated our concerns, opinions, and possible answers. As a USDA licensed breeder, I am required by federal government laws to keep records that include the ID of all dogs, disposition of dogs, including from whom and when sold, and there is a veterinarian inspection report. In addition to this, there is a booklet of rules and regulations on basic care of the dogs and puppies that include proper handling and transport, sanitation, and housing requirements. As a USDA breeder, I am inspected on a surprise inspection one time a year. If in that inspection I am found in non-compliance of something, it is put in the report. If for any reason the non-compliance is in regards to the dogs and an impoundment is being considered, any and all dogs that are unquestioned are ID'd and the problem stated on premises before any impoundment is done and time for correction is given and protocols are followed. This makes for a check and balance of power. Daily care of all dogs and puppies include feeding, watering, and cleaning with vaccinations and medical care given when needed. Common sense plays an important part here because a sick or injured dog or puppy, their needs are more important than the daily cleaning of the day. It is always a judgment call, but being with the dogs on a daily basis far outweighs a tip from someone who thinks they know the business. It has been and will continue to be our hope to work with the Humane Society. We as professional breeders and all who work in our industry are striving to raise and care for quality pets for people to love. Thank you.
Thank you for being very brief. Thank you very much. Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Steve Willard with South Dakota Veterinarians Association. We're very supportive of this legislation. We participated in the dialogue and in defense of Senator Koskinen. Yesterday, the draft went out literally to all parties, and we accepted their feedback all through yesterday and on through this morning. which presented some challenges with the drafting, but it sincerely gave everybody a chance to participate. So the proponents you're seeing this morning have had a chance to review the bill. We're all very comfortable in our role. I think it's the first time you've had this whole group together on a particular subject, maybe since we started the industry. So we're pleased to be a proponent.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Mary Duvall. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Farm Bureau. Our delegates at their annual meeting in November adopted policy stating, we want state law to specify that due process must be followed before any private property or any animals can be confiscated or disposed of by the Humane Society or similar groups. And we think this legislation is an excellent step in that direction and ask your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Again, appreciate the brevity. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Matthew McClarty. I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Farmers Union. We think this bill, as amended, goes a long way to putting integrity back into the process that the humane societies follow and provide some real protections for both pet owners and animal owners, as well as the humane society themselves. And we it's nice to see this kind of legislation and cooperation finally come about, and we're very supportive of this bill and urge you to do pass. Thank you.
And thank you very much. Further proponents? Further proponents of 1181. Are there any opponents? Opponents of 1181 as amended. Are there any opponents? Hearing none and seeing none, we'll close the committee discussion interaction. Discussion. Senator Cloister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move a due pass on House Bill 1181 as amended.
And moved it. Do I hear a second? Second, Senator Hanson. Discussion on the motion to amend, to approve. Due pass. Senator Koski.
I'll be brief. I want to commend especially those that worked on it and those that have came up, made the trips up to Pier and really didn't have a lot of faith in our system. And I hopefully this has been a good experience for those new to the process. Again, there was a lot of tension, and Representative Yerke tirelessly worked to try to make both sides happy with the outcome, and I think he's successfully done that. Again, I'm happy to see that we can try to resolve, and again, Ms. Riccardi, try to bring the sides to give some credibility. We had some issues when that bill was originally passed a few years ago, so this gives us some structure. I think it goes a long ways to get to what both sides are needing. That's some confidence in the system that we have, so I urge you to support the due pass motion, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion? Well, I'm sure happy that the discussion takes place and the agreements are met before we get into committee action. Saves us a lot of time, effort. Ends up with better legislation. Further discussion. Senator Lynch.
Yeah, I'd like to commend Representative Yerke for his efforts, because I've done this on occasion where we can get parties together beforehand and get things worked out, and it makes the process, I think everybody involved goes away with a better feeling of the way our process works here. So I'd like to commend him for his work. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none. Motion is the question to do pass 1181 as amended. Secretary, call roll and answer appropriately as your name is called.
Senator Dempster. Senator Hanson.
Aye.
Senator Kolchak.
Aye.
Senator Koskin.
Aye.
Senator Lentz.
Aye.
Senator McNenny.
Aye.
Senator Peterson.
Aye.
Senator Cloister.
Aye.
Senator Denwald.
Aye. Passes unanimously and goes down to the floor with the due pass. It's eight yeas and one absent. With that, that concludes our business for the day. And a motion to adjourn is in order. And moved. Is there a second? Second. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.